Ellie Hansel, one of the spokesmen for Energy Alberta, actually joins us in the office today. Ellie, thank you very much for joining us. How did things go with the engagement sessions? So your first one was last night in Peace River.
It was. Thanks for having us. We had a really good session last night. We had upwards of 100 people turn up. And the format worked really well. We had great feedback from the people who participated. We had little small stations around the room with subject matter experts on key topics around the project. And those were based on feedback we'd heard from previous discussions and the open house we had here in March. So it really gave both us the chance to sort of give some more in-depth information to people. And, you know, allowed, you know, community members to ask their specific questions in kind of a smaller, little more intimate setting, as intimate as you can get with 100 people. But, it was a great success. And we're looking forward to doing that for the next couple of nights. We have sessions. We have one tonight in Weberville, then we have Grimshaw, and then we have Manning. So we're hoping that that the communities turn out and we get the opportunity to hear from them.
The project of this magnitude that is being proposed right now, of course, a lot of people are going to have questions and they are continuing to have questions. As far as right now is concerned, here we are going into the fall of 2025. Where do we stand as far as this project is concerned?
Yeah, I mean, we had great questions. And, you know, we were really clear from the start that we actually don't have all the answers, right? And, you know, at this stage in the process where we're in the regulatory process, we're in the planning phase of the regulatory process. So we're still sort of scoping things in terms of, you know, reach, what studies need doing from like an environmental, socioeconomic perspective. We're still, you know, making a decision on the best location for the project, which were some of the topics as well. So people definitely have questions, and that is, it is great. And, you know, we learned a lot last night from the local community around, you know, things we should be looking at, key areas that they wanted us to sort of dig into a little bit more. So, you know, that was one of the great parts of the evening and a process like this. In terms of the process, we are moving forward. We did some field studies this summer, so we were out and about sort of doing some of that early work out in the river, as well as some like geotechnical type work to evaluate the different sites and the conditions. We have a lot more of that to come. And then work in terms of really just building relationships, getting out and forming people. You know, we've had a lot of meetings with Indigenous nations and communities, and that continues. We've got a couple of workshops happening over the next week that we're here with sort of key stakeholders, local government representatives, you know, folks from environmental groups that to really like dig into some of those topics. So there's lots of work happening. And really next step is to continue moving forward in the regulatory process and getting to that next phase, as well as continuing all this study work.
When do you anticipate, or when does Energy Alberta anticipate shovels starting to get into the ground?
Well, that is the magic question, isn't it? In terms of our timeline that we're looking at now, and that's based on, you know, the information we have today, is that we're looking at about 2029. To kind of get shovels in the ground, and that would have the first part of the facility in operation by around 2035. So, you know, we heard some feedback from people. You know, a few people said that's quite far out, and you know, I'll be retired by then. But you know, getting out early is really important as well for people who have kids or you know, looking at maybe career opportunities and what sort of the next 10 years looks like, right? So, getting out early does give that opportunity for people to, you know, do some planning and think about how they might want to get involved with the project. And of course, even leading up to shovels in the ground, there's work. You know, not the types of jobs you'll see during construction operations, but, you know, in some of that field work, in the studies, we try and use local businesses as much as we can, whether it's a photographer, or whether it's, you know, people helping us with equipment when we need to do that kind of work. So there will be some opportunities leading up to construction as well.
Not me to put words in your mouth here, Allie, but sort of making sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, that sort of thing?
Yeah. I mean, I think there are a lot of details that go into projects like these. And anyone who had the opportunity to come to the session or could come to the other ones will see that, you know, the sort of depth of the information and the layers of the layers of study and work that go into this is not taken lightly. And so there is a lot of work to be done. If I could mention too, if people aren't able to come to one of the events, or they feel like they want to sort of review some of the presentations, we are going to have them online on Friday, I think we're aiming for, after the fall presentation. So you'll actually see those subject matter experts deliver their presentations with the PowerPoint, and there's an opportunity for feedback too. So if you want to catch it again or you missed it, there will still be that opportunity for folks on our website.
I think that will work just fine. Allie Hounsell, one of the spokesmen for Energy Alberta. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks so much.